Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints, and your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an animal. That means I'm a living creature. Am I a cockroach? A pigeon? Or perhaps a goat? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down Storyteller is.
Oh, hello there! You startled me. I was so busy scurrying around and picking up all these crumbs, I didn't notice you right away. It's okay you're here, though, as long as you have good intentions. I'm actually a very social animal. It's just that I usually socialize with others of my own kind, since my species' relationship with humans has been, pretty volatile throughout history, really. It feels like people never really forgave us for spreading the medieval Black Death back in the mid-1300s, so we kind of get a bad rap. Which is really unfortunate, since the Black Death was actually spread by fleas that caught a ride on us. We had no idea of the harm we were causing, and it definitely wasn't intentional. Even though many people are scared of me and suffer from something called musophobia as a result, it's okay because I have plenty of friends of my own kind. A group of us is called a mischief. Haha, how funny is that? My species vastly outnumbers humans. The only reason you don't see more of us out and about is because, well, I'm nocturnal and live mainly underground. When you do happen to catch a glimpse of me in the city, I'm often spotted darting around in alleyways, sewers, and on subway tracks. Of course, being out in the urban jungle is where I'm happiest. And when humans like you come along, it's an added bonus. Because, well, you tend to leave behind little treats like those breadcrumbs from the sandwich you're gobbling down right now. Yum, 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 yum. I'm excited just thinking about eating them up. Then again, I love any and all food. Fruit, vegetables, heck, even cheese. I've also been known to get into garbage bins. If you think my dumpster diving habits sound smelly, then here's another stinky fact I can drop on you. I make about 25,000 poo droppings a year. But hey, just because I can be a little mischievous stinker doesn't mean that I'm actually dirty. People associate me with filth, but I constantly groom myself by licking my fur. I even comb it into place with my teeth. What can I say? I'm squeaky clean. Oh, I need to hide. I just saw a threat to my safety that you totally missed. A bird! Birds are one of my predators, but fortunately I have very talented eyes. My eyes are on either side of my head, and they can move in opposite directions. That means I can even see what's happening above me. Very handy for spotting that bird coming in my direction. I'm scurrying to safety. It's go time!
It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator scurries around gobbling up food, is nocturnal and usually lives underground. A group of this animal is called a mischief, and many people are irrationally scared of this animal due to its association with the Black Death Plague in the 1300s. Your 30 seconds to think start now. Whoa, that was a close one. But luckily, I'm a great climber and jumper, so I beat that bird and made it to my hiding spot before it could grab me. Actually, did you know that I can even swim? Ha, I'm a perfect swimmer, like most rodents. I can tread water for up to 3 whole days and hold my breath underwater for 3 minutes straight. As if that's not enough, my sense of hearing is incredible. I can hear sounds that are too high-pitched for humans to hear. I can also smile with my ears. When I'm happy, my ears relax, becoming droopy and slightly pinker. Aww. But when we have babies, well, that's just the cutest thing about us. Our babies are so little and precious. We usually give birth to a litter of 6, sometimes 8 newborns at a time. When our babies are born, they weigh no more than a few grams. That's about as much as a small coin. Our newborns start out pink with no hair on their body and are completely blind. They're born in a nest made up of mostly shredded paper and maybe a little cloth. With the right nourishment and care, we grow up to have black or brown fur or a coat, just like mine. And don't forget my signature long tail. I use it for balance and to keep myself cool. I can actually direct some of my body heat out of my tail. My teeth are also epic. They're super strong and never stop growing. Can you imagine if your teeth never stopped growing? How weird would that feel in your mouth? We have to nibble to wear our teeth down because if we don't, they get too big. And then, well, eating becomes impossible. And of course, my whiskers serve a purpose too. Rub your fingertips together. Go on. Feel how sensitive they are when you brush them against each other. My whiskers are much more sensitive than human fingertips. I can brush my whiskers against objects or the floor, and it helps me build up a detailed picture of my environment. Pretty cool, right? A lot of children's stories feature me as a character as well. Julia Donaldson writes about a selfish version of me who steals food from other animals on the highway. And Scabbers was Ron Weasley's pet in the Harry Potter books. Oh, that reminds me. The library is hosting a bake sale today and I can't miss out. It's time for me to go after some serious crumbs left behind from that event, so I'll just scurry away. Okay, upside down storyteller sleuths. Now it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was a rat. I hope you enjoyed today's upside down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down Story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.